Okay. Ooh, there I am. Now I'm really on. Okay, well, good morning, children. You guys all glad to be here this morning? Okay. All right, well, I am too. It's good to be gathered together this morning and sing songs and encourage each other and just enjoy the fellowship with friends and brothers and sisters. This morning, I was trying to think of what to share. And I thought, well, you know, we always need to be reminded of things. And one thing that I thought of this morning is it's a word called polite. Does anybody know what polite means? To be polite? Anybody? Brecken, do you know what it means? That is exactly right. Brecken said it's not being loud and not being wild. That's a very good example of being polite. Along with that, there's several other things. There's several other things that we can do to be polite. I mean, saying things like please and thank you. Or even if you accidentally hurt somebody, you say, I'm sorry. Or you're welcome. Excuse me. Those are all words that we can use along the lines of being polite. But anyway, I've got a story here that I'm going to read about two children that normally were polite little children. But they got tangled up with some bad company, and they ran into a situation one day that they were not very polite at all. Anyway, I'll just read the story here. At bedtime, the children were ready for their usual story. They clambered up into the arms of the old rocker on the porch while Grandpa sat down on the step. What do we hear about tonight? Asked Grandpa. I believe I like to hear stories as well as Don does. All boys are just alike, young and old, Grandma said with a smile. My story this time is about be polite. Oh, said Don, I know a verse about politeness. I learned it at school. It says, politeness is to do and say the kindest thing in the kindest way. Then politeness means kindness, doesn't it? Grandma asked Joyce. Yes, and more than that, replied Grandma. A polite person is never rude. The story is about two children who were stung by a little bee called Be Polite just once, but they never forgot it. So the story goes on to say, it talks about a young boy and girl named Daisy and Dan. They were twins. When they were babies, their parents took them from their home in the east to live in a far western state. They could not remember their grandma, who still lived back in the old hometown. All they knew about was what their mother had told them, and she often wrote long letters and sent them lovely presents. One day, they received a letter from Grandma saying that she was coming to spend a few weeks with them. They could hardly wait when she was about to arrive at the train station. See, we all have grandmas and grandpas, and we live close, and we see them almost every Sunday, probably. Well, this boy and girl, they didn't know what their grandma looked like because they lived a long ways away, and so Grandma was finally coming to visit them. The train was due at 6 o'clock in the evening, and Mother promised the twins that they might go to meet Grandma. After school, she sent them to the store to buy some things for supper, and she gave them 10 cents to buy candy. Now, there were some children living in that neighborhood that were very rude. For this reason, the twins were never allowed to play with them, but today, on their way to the store, they met these children. And they all went together. So their mom and dad had told them that these children are bad influence, they're a bad company, and they do bad things, and they're supposed to not play with them, not be with them, because that reminds me of a verse in Peter. In Peter chapter 3, verse 8, it says, actually, no, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It says, "Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners." So there was a reason that these children's mother and father didn't want them to be together, because they were afraid that they would be influenced to do bad things. So anyway, they went on together. They crossed a vacant lot where there was a pile of crushed rock. Near the rock pile, they met an elderly woman carrying a small satchel. She spoke kindly to them, but one of the boys answered her very rudely and then stuck out his tongue at her. Oh, my. You guys probably never stuck your tongue out at somebody, surely, right? That's not nice. Anyway, the lady turned to him and said, "My boy, you need someone how to teach you to be a gentleman." "Oh, do I?" said the boy roughly. And picking up a stone from the rock pile, he threw it at her. Another boy did the same, and still another. And so here's Dan and Daisy. They're watching these boys throw stones at this old woman. And they knew that their mom and dad had taught them to be polite, but they were just sitting there watching. And suddenly the little bee began to buzz in their mind, and it was saying, "Be polite." But when children are in bad company, it is always hard for them to hear the small voice of the conscience. For a moment, they stood and watched the boys throw rocks at the old lady. And then they began to throw them. So here's this boy and girl that normally were nice boys and girls, but they started throwing rocks at this lady too. No matter how hard she tried, Daisy could not throw a stone straight, but Dan had better aim, and he threw a rock and he struck the old lady's hand. So the boys and girls then, they ran away, and when the twins reached the store, there were several customers ahead of them, so they had to wait for their turn. It was nearing supper time when they came out of the store with their bundles. The rude boys had waited outside for them all that time, and the twins gave them some of their candy. When Daisy and Dan reached home, they were much surprised to find a visitor there. Who do you think it was? It was the old lady that they were throwing stones at. It was the old lady whom they had treated so unkindly. Mother was crying as she bathed the hand that had been hurt by Dan's rock. "Children," she said, "this is your dear grandmother who came to see you. She came on an earlier train than expected. She inquired the way and walked out from the station alone. Some rude children treated her very unkindly on the way. You will have to be very good to help her make up for it." "Well, well," said Grandma kindly, "is this Daisy and Dan? I would never have taken them to be my grandchildren." The twins expected her to add, "So you are the naughty children who threw stones at me," but she did not say it. And Daisy and Dan hurried out of the room as quickly as they could. So the good times that the children had expected to have with their grandmother were spoiled in the very beginning. After that, whenever they went to the room where she was, they felt very uncomfortable. See, these two children knew that this grandmother knew that they were the two children that had helped throw stones at her. But Grandma didn't say anything about it. But they felt very uncomfortable around her. "I don't understand why the twins act so strangely," said Mother one day as Grandmother sat mending. "I am really ashamed of them. They had planned to do so many things to make you happy during your visit, but they seem to keep away from you all that they can." Daisy, who was passing outside just under the window, heard every word directly, distinctively. Her heart pounded like a hammer, and she held her breath to hear what Grandma would say. Grandma went on mending without saying a word. Dear grandmother, Daisy thought, she won't tell on us for throwing stones at her. Daisy said to herself, then I will tell. That is what I'll do, she added with a sob. At an instant later, Mother was surprised to see Daisy dash into the room with tears running down her cheeks. She threw her arms down by the chair and laid her head in Mother's lap. She was crying so hard that for a moment she could not speak. There, there, Daisy, said Mother. What has happened? Tell Mother all about it. Then Daisy told her the whole story. When she had finished, she threw her arms around Grandma. I am so sorry, dear Grandma, she cried. Just then, Grandma looked up and saw Dan standing there. He had come in so softly that no one had noticed. Grandma held out her hands to him, and he burst into tears. It was my fault, lots more than Daisy's, he sobbed. I threw a stone before she did. And besides, it was my stone that hit your hand. Grandma talked to the twins for a long time. In her own quiet way, she told them that not only were they the children who were bad company, they were with children who were bad company, but they had also been bad company themselves. She said that those who find themselves in bad company were almost always sure to do wrong, and that polite boys and girls usually grow up to be the best men and women. Then she said a Bible verse for them. Be ye kind one to another, she quoted. I know that such a thing will never happen again, she said, kissing them both. It is forgiven and forgotten. Now Mother understood why the twins had acted so strangely afraid of Grandma. She punished them both to help them remember to be polite and kind to everyone. The twins never forgot the lesson that they had learned. 2 or 3 weeks later, Grandma went home. She still wrote letters and sent presents just as if nothing had ever happened. But for many years long after Daisy and Dan had grown up, every time they thought of their dear grandmother, they felt the sting of their rudeness and cruelty to her. So, that's the story. So I would just encourage us, children, always remember to be polite. Always remember to be kind young men and women, and to be very conscious who we surround ourselves with, okay? I brought a little treat for everyone. I think it's, there, Eliana has it. So you guys, as you guys exit, go back to your seats where you can each grab one. Thank you for listening.